Welcome to the Soul Surgery Podcast. My name is Nikki Clinch, and I am your host. I am a maturation facilitator, teacher and coach, integrative holistic health counselor, breathwork facilitator, and author. I am the founder of the Academy of Maturation Coaching, The Alchemy of Being, where I train as many people as I can to become powerful spaces for human beings to come home to their authentic truth. Maturation is a powerful evolutionary process of dissolving trauma, breaking free of stuck patterns, and growing and healing at the taproot. Growing out of who we thought we were from the stories led by our past conditioning, in order to grow and evolve into who we were born to be. In this podcast, I will be sharing many different things with you, opening up the doorways to my coaching sessions where you can witness with your own eyes how trauma contaminates our reality and how we can dissolve it, heal it at the root, and rewrite the story of our lives, reclaiming our power and reminding each one of us that who we are is wholeness. I will be interviewing some of the world's most prominent teachers in spirituality, healing, transformation, and human evolvement, and sharing with you my own teachings and learnings along the way, and above all, sharing with you my heart. The purpose of this podcast is to remind each one of you who you really are, to open up the doorway to a new possibility, to a new paradigm, to healing, health, transformation, and our evolvement as individuals and a species. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. One thing that you can do for me, if you find this podcast useful and if you love it, please do subscribe. And if you feel called to, leave a review, because reviews really matter. They help to spread the word and help to spread this podcast to as many people as we can. And lastly, if you have any big aha moments, any shifts, any insights in any of these episodes, please do share it with me. Share with me which episode it was, where in the episode it happened, and how it has impacted you and your life. So without further ado, let's get going. I hope you enjoy today's episode on the Soul Surgery Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast episode of Soul Surgery. Today, I want to speak about a topic that feels very close to my heart this morning as I speak with you and as I record this. And it feels very aligned and connected to where we all are as a collective during this very, very challenging and turbulent and changing time. So the topic of today's episode is from rock bottom to transformation. How do we go from rock bottom to new possibility, from breakdown to breakthrough? And the reason why I even wanted to record this morning is because this morning I woke up and I really felt that we are hitting rock bottom, or we're getting close to hitting a rock bottom as a collective. We are in an extortionately challenging time where it feels like, and it is occurring like, and it is a process of disintegration and dissolving of so many aspects of our life that we have held on to as what we have known. The dissolving of societal structures, the dissolving of perceptions and understandings of, you know, how our world has been working, dissolving and disintegration of relationships, political relationships, dissolving and disintegration of paradigms that we just have known as the way it is. And in equal measure,
the individual journey that each one of us is in process in right now, the dissolving and disintegration of who we are in this world, in our lives. So many people on this planet right now are losing jobs or have lost jobs, have lost everything, homes, jobs, roles of authority, roles of leadership, relationships, partnerships. So many people in our world right now are in a process of loss and disintegration. And it is very, very painful. And so I wanted to come on here and speak about this as a part of the process. We are coming into the breakdown, the rock bottom. Oof, and it is painful, exceptionally painful. From a maturation perspective, from the context of maturation, disintegration is the part of the process. It's a necessary part of the process because the disintegration part of the process is where what we have known dissolves, disintegrates. And we can only allow the growing and the evolving of the unknown of a new knowing, a new possibility to come through, break through, grow through, unfurl, if what we have known has first disintegrated. Disintegrated. That we cannot allow a new possibility to grow through while we are still stuck in the old knowing. So something that once was needs to end, dissolve, to allow the possibility of something new, where there is birth, there is death. Where there is death, there is birth. When something ends, there's a new beginning. But the ending part is the part that we as human beings find so exceptionally challenging because it plummets us into a state of unknown. It plummets us into a state of despair. And then we think that because we're in a state of despair, that there must be something wrong with this, that this isn't meant to be this way, right? So we then find all these strategies to get us out of the despair rather than allowing the ending. Rather than surrendering into deeper the disintegration, with the context that it is part of the maturation process. We all, the story of the caterpillar and the butterfly is well used and well known across our world. But the caterpillar doesn't just become the butterfly. Like it literally dissolves into mush. There is no recognizable form of its old self as it transforms into its new form, the butterfly. First, it needs to dissolve into mush. And so when we as human beings hit this point of despair, instead of being taught to hold the despair, instead of being taught how to be with our own despair, we do whatever we can to avoid it, escape it, resist it, fix it, change it, run away from it. And in our escaping and resisting, we are blocking the process of maturation. And I think there are many, many complex layers to this. This is not black and white. This comes alongside our relationship with death, which I will do a whole nother episode just on that alone because it's such a big topic. But it comes alongside our relationship with death. We don't get taught how to be with death as part of life. We don't get taught in our world, in our society, in our human beingness today, how to be with death as a part of life. We get taught to avoid death, to run away from death, to do whatever we can to resist death. We get taught that death is doom, that death is something that we must forget about, ignore, numb out to. So there's no space for death in our living of our lives in our world today. But death is a part of life. Everything that is alive dies. Everything that is alive dies. Death is another phase of the maturation process. We cannot live without death. Everything that has life flowing through it will also come to death. And so if we can make space for death as part of life, we allow more spaciousness for the whole process, the whole possibility of transformation. We allow a bigger holding, a bigger context to what is possible. And that also creates a much deeper spaciousness for when we hit that despair. That despair is part of the human experience that comes with disintegration. And so just as well as inviting the possibility of holding death as part of life, can we hold space for our despair as part of our healing? When I look back on my life, I can confidently say that I have been through multiple deaths and multiple rebirths. There have been many phases of my life that have come to a death, and each time has been exceptionally painful. I have hit rock bottom, despair. But I have the gift of hindsight where I get to look back on it and see that in every single point of rock bottom, some part of who I knew myself to be, some part of how I knew myself in life, some part of my life as I had known it had died. It disintegrated. It dissolved. And then I hit a rock bottom and I'll tell you, I'll go into more detail about these phases, but I'm just speaking more of context right now. And then I hit a rock bottom and I would hit points of absolute despair, sometimes hopelessness, deep, deep hopelessness. And in being with the hopelessness and the despair, without running away, without escaping, resisting, blocking it, I can see with hindsight that every single phase transformed, transcended, grew into a new phase of new life, new possibility. And this is no fairy tale fantasy. This is an absolute fundamental part of nature, of life itself, of growing, of evolving. When a tree is planted in the soil as a seed, it first sits in darkness for many, 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 many months, and until it starts to burst through as life. And then it grows and grows into its greatest destiny. It's formed to be the tree, and then it grows leaves and it blooms into abundance. And then it doesn't just stop at abundance. It continues to mature, and the leaves start to die and fall off, and they drop to the ground, and then the tree is without leaves, empty. There's an emptiness that comes. And as the leaves hit the earth, they dissolve into mush, and then they become a new form. They become a new form of life, of life-giving, fertilizing the earth, life-giving form. And then new leaves grow. And thus is the flow of nature. And we are no separate from that. We're no different from that. We are part of nature. We too are in living form, participating in the maturation process. With life, there is death. With beginnings, there are ends. So let me speak more in detail about rock bottom. What do we do? How can we surrender more to it? How can we have a bigger context and holding for it, so that when it comes, which it is coming, it's coming for many, 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 many of us on this planet, if not all of us, are hitting some form of a rock bottom, and or will do soon. My first phase of disintegration was when I came into recovery from my addictions. Before I came into recovery, I only knew myself as the girl that was the addict. Well, I didn't know myself as the addict at the time. I just thought that that was how it is. I just thought that's how I am, right? I'm wild and crazy, and I jump out of windows, and I run around naked, and I get really, 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 really high and hammered, and I do destructive things, and I hurt myself, and I cause chaos wherever I go, and I hurt people. And when I think back to that time, I didn't think I was in a phase. I didn't think that I was in a story or a version of myself. I genuinely believed and knew that that was my life. That's just the way it is. I believed that the story that I had been attached to, that I was unworthy of love and goodness, that I was bad, inherently bad inside. I believed that was my truth, and my outside life reflected that. Everything in my behavior and my patterns reflected the attachment that I had to the story that I am bad. And as I came to the last days of my addiction, the absolute turmoil and suffering of living that existence overwhelmed me. And I remember the last day before I went to get help. I remember it well. I woke up, I would open my eyes in the morning. And there would be this millisecond of forgetting, where I would forget how I was living my life. And it was just a little moment of reprieve. But it didn't last long until all the absolute flood of the memories of the night before, the shame, the self-hate, the self-worth, the insecurity, the fear, the panic would just absolutely flood me. And then just this absolute turmoil of being me, this existence that I lived in, would take over. And I would just cry. And I remember hitting the floor of my living room. I literally collapsed on the floor, and I broke down in hysterical, big sobbing tears. And I remember being on that floor, and all I could say to myself was, I don't know how to do this anymore. I don't know how to do this anymore. And the pain was excruciating, and I was prepared to die. I remember that. I was prepared for that to be over. And I genuinely could not see another way to exist in this world. There was no possibility in my perception that I could see for myself. That was where I was all I knew. And as I sobbed on that floor, I just kept saying, I don't know anymore. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do this. And I believe now, with hindsight, when I look back on that, in my ability to say I don't know, I surrendered. Something deep in my being surrendered to knowing, and humbly surrendered to not knowing anymore. And in that moment, something started to shift. And I can only really know this looking back. I started getting help. I started, you know, getting therapy. I started attending 12 steps. I started taking step by step into a new life. Now, the existence, or the perception of me being another version of Nikki in this world, that wasn't a drug addict and wasn't a bulimic and wasn't the one that hurt everyone and wasn't bad, I did not have that perception. I was in the complete unknown. I did not know what was going to come next. I just knew that where I was willing to let it disintegrate. And there were many times at that phase I absolutely hit a rock bottom, when I would be on the floor. I hit the floor. I'd be on the bathroom floor, and I'd be on my living room floor. And I would continually come to this place of just humility and surrender. And I would say, I don't know anymore. I don't know how to do this. And every single time I was able to surrender, somehow I would hear the next step. And I did feel despair. I did feel devastation. I did feel hopeless. And somehow I still heard the next step. Today I'm just going to get up and go to therapy. Today I'm just going to get up and change and feed myself good food. I'm going to speak at the end of this episode about actual tangible tools. Today, I'm just going to get up and take the next step. Now, when I look back on that phase, it was me in the process of transformation. I was maturing. I was growing out of who I thought I was into who I was becoming, just by taking the next step and taking the next step and taking the next step, and also allowing myself to feel the depth of the feelings that moved through me. Now, there were other phases of deaths and rebirths in my life. You know, when I lost a baby, I lost a baby after I had my daughter, Taya, and it was devastating. I was, must have been 13, 14 weeks pregnant, and it was an absolutely devastating, traumatic, physical and emotional experience. And I remember, you know, after 48 hours of losing enormous amounts of blood and pain and just heartbreak, I remember lying on the hospital bed in the A&E, and I remember just feeling completely broken in my soul, in my heart. And I remember just lying there, my husband was next to me, and I was just broken and empty. And I looked up and I just said to Source, give me the courage. Give me the courage to grow through this. And I remember lying there, and just as I said my prayer, a moment of stillness landed in my space. And I know it sounds silly, but I just started to sing. I remember lying there in the hospital room. I just started to sing. I remember I was singing Amazing Grace. I don't know why, it soothed my heart and it just came to me. And it was a devastatingly painful experience, rock bottom. And somehow I kept hearing the next step. The next step. And I did feel despair and I did feel hopeless. But I didn't run away from it. I felt it. I held it. I took care of myself through it. And you know, weeks and months in, the despair started changing. The despair started changing into something else, into wisdom and strength. And then it started changing into love and inspiration. And then it started changing, and I started getting insight. That was when I birthed my Being in Heart work. I remember I came out the other side of that rock bottom, and something had healed in my heart. The devastation of the death of that baby cracked my heart open in a way that I was able to heal grief that I had been carrying, taproots of grief and trauma in my heart. And in the grieving and in the despair, somehow my heart started to heal. And I came out the other side, and I felt like my heart was whole again. And I birthed the Being in Heart work that I offer, the work of the heart. Last year, when I came back from the jungle, the end of my marriage, I came home and I told my husband that I no longer felt that our marriage was aligned, and he moved out and we separated, and absolutely was the disintegration of a 9-year marriage. It was devastating. And I remember the night he left. I remember the night he left, and my body was shaking with grief. I was devastated. I felt frozen with despair, not just because he was leaving, but because in his leaving, that was the end of our life as a family as we knew it. That was the end, and we were plummeted into the unknown. And it was, and I did feel despair, and I did feel hopeless. And it was the disintegration of how I had known myself, the one who had been in that first marriage with him, the one that had been living that life, the picture that I had of our life just disintegrated. And I held the space for my own despair, and I held the space for my own grief and hopelessness, and I just kept taking the next step and the next step. And somehow in taking the next step, a new version of me started to grow through. I started to discover parts of myself again that I had lost in that first marriage. I started to honor parts of my truth that I had denied to him, to me, forever. I started to learn parts of myself I did not even know, I had not been able to see before. I realized that in him leaving in the end of that marriage, that there was so much of my own heartbreak from when my father left when I was a baby that I had not healed. And I started to feel it and face it and heal it and just take the next step and the next step and the next step. And now I look back on it, a new version of me grew. I was in the process of maturation. I grew through that into the woman that honors herself in full truth. And somehow our marriage grew out of that old false, fraudulent, untruthful marriage and into a new possibility, a new relationship, one that was based on truth and beyond our stories, where both of us could be our whole selves. And we actually renewed our vows 6 months later and opened up the space for a new relationship. Every single one of these phases has been a process of death and rebirth, and the growth, the possibility came from the breakdown. Every single part of this process, or these phases, have required a dissolving of how I have known myself and what I have known to be my life and who I am in it. And it is painful, it is uncomfortable, it does feel like a death. And yet, the only way for something completely new to be born is if what we have known dissolves first. And so, how do we take care of ourselves in the process of disintegration when we hit the floor in that rock bottom? How can you, if you have lost your job, if you have lost your money, if you have lost a partner, if you have lost a loved one, if you have lost a perception of who you thought you were, if you have lost a perception of the world that we live in, and it is disintegrating. Firstly, you are not alone. I'm with you. And there are many, 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 many of us that are with you. We're in this together. This is a collective process of maturation that involves each one of us individually to also go through our own maturation. We are one and part of the whole. We're not separate. It is our own individual journeys, and we are somehow part of the whole. And if you are hitting rock bottom, if you are hitting the floor I want to tell you, it's okay. Surrender. Surrender. There is a bigger context to this. It's okay to hit despair. It's okay to hit hopelessness. Can you hold space for it? Can you bring love and compassion to yourself whilst you are feeling it? The problem is not the despair or the hopelessness. The problem is what we tell ourselves about it. I am a failure. I am wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. And then thus we get caught in the resistance and the escaping and the rejection of it. If we can hold it, surrender, and feel it. I can't tell you I know, but from past experience, there's the possibility it might offer you the deepest healing that you can even imagine. It might open up parts of you that you didn't even know needed opening. And it is painful and it is uncomfortable. Can you surrender anyway? In those moments when we hit the floor, I like to remember two things. Sometimes we need to make the decision to trust, even when it seems impossible. And to trust in what? If you have not had a spiritual practice, that is the time. Now is the time to get one and to find one or to connect to one or to choose one. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about the ability to make the decision to trust in something bigger. And I don't mean something, you know, a savior that's going to come and save you. I mean in a bigger holding, a bigger process, a bigger context, something much, much bigger. The process that allows a tree to grow and lose its leaves and birth life again. The process that allows the caterpillar to completely dissolve into mush in order to embody and grow into its destiny as the butterfly. There is a much bigger context to life, to our life, and we're not separate from it. We are life. We are part of nature. So as you hit the floor in your rock bottom, in your process of disintegration, I invite you to make the decision to trust. Even when it seems impossible, it is a choice. Can you make it? In those moments of hitting the floor, can you pray? Not to a religious God, if that's not what you connect to, but just pray and humbly surrender whilst asking for help. Asking for help is a prayer. Surrender is a prayer. Instead of gripping on, can you let go more? In times like that, it is absolutely fundamental to start developing a spiritual practice. This is the time to start meditating. This is the time to start journaling so that you get into a habit of having awareness and inquiry and insight and a relationship, an intimate relationship with yourself and with life in the present. Can you reach out and ask for help from people who would be able to hear you? Can you place your hand on your heart and breathe and make the decision to trust that you are the caterpillar turning to mush, that there may be a bigger plan, a bigger process to where you are? And can you trust and just take the next step and the next step and the next step. This is the time to bring in a bigger awareness so that we have the ability to learn from our rock bottom. What can we learn from this? What needs to be healed? What needs to be felt? What needs to be faced so that we can learn and grow and heal and evolve as new life is born? The tools that are essential during the process of disintegration, meditation, breathing, both practices that allow us to come out of the noise of the mind, the chaos and the stories in the mind, and start learning how to tap into listening to something beyond the mind, listening to a deeper knowing within us. Now, if you are completely new to this, then just sit in stillness for 10 minutes every day, and in your stillness, close your eyes, and in your stillness, breathe and bring your awareness to your breath, and in your stillness, bring your awareness inward and practice sitting, starting with 10 minutes. And in your sitting, you might hear something new, something beyond the stories of your mind. Learn how to listen to the deeper wisdom within you, which is there for every single one of us. Get into a practice of journaling every day, particularly when you are in your rock bottom phase, in the disintegration phase. Getting into a practice of putting your thoughts, putting your feelings down on paper, getting it out of your mind and onto paper, writing, catharsis, release, but also inquiry, using your journal to meet yourself, to get to know yourself, to see yourself, to feel seen by yourself. Such a healing process. Getting into the habit, these are practices, these are disciplines, every day, sitting down, writing on a piece of paper, asking yourself, how am I today? How am I? And then writing, journaling, inquiring, meeting yourself as you are. Getting into the practice of breathing. We hold our breath, and when we hold our breath, we block life. Getting into the practice of breathing deeper, breathing into your lower belly, breathing in 5 counts, breathing in out 5 counts, breathing in 6 counts, breathing out 6 counts. Breathing, are you breathing? If you aren't breathing, it's likely you are gripping, and that means you are stuck. Breathe to allow life to flow. Also, an absolute essential is don't do this alone. Can you reach out? Can you start to take the risk to share your vulnerability with those who have the capacity to hear it? Is there that one friend? Do you need to call an organization like the Samaritans? Can you reach out and share in your yoga group? Can you reach out and share in your local community? Is there someone in your friends' network, or is there someone that you know that does deeper work that you can reach out to and ask for help? Not in a desire to be rescued, because you need to be the one growing through the process, but to receive loving and support and seeing and holding by another or many others. this is an opportunity and a very essential time to keep life simple, staying away from all the things that you used to do that run, like that make you run away. It's a time of staying away from alcohol. It's a time of eating simply, being in nature, walking, moving your body, keeping life simple through the despair and disintegration phase, so that you can allow yourself the holding and the healing to grow through it. And if anything, to hear this episode and to be reminded that this is part of your maturation and you are not alone. What if this isn't the end? What if this is the beginning? And so here we are, August 2020, where it feels what it is, that we are going through an enormous phase of breakdown. And depending on what perception you have of what's happening in our world right now, you will see it and experience it differently, but absolutely 100% is every single one of us is being faced with some form of disintegration of how we have known what we have called life. And so this is part of our breaking down. And we cannot break through without this part of the process first. And so all the tools and suggestions I gave in your individual self are invited in now. I cannot tell you that I know where we're going. I cannot tell myself that I know where we're going. And when I woke up this morning, I felt despair and I felt heartbreak and I felt hopelessness. But I have seen enough breakdowns to break through in life, my own and in my clients, to be able to sit with that despair and that hopelessness and that heartbreak as I speak these words to you. I do not know how this is going to turn out, but I do know how to love myself in this moment. I do know how to give myself permission to be here. I do know that today I need to be gentler. I do know that today I need to keep life even simpler than yesterday. I do know that everything passes if we are willing to face it and be with it. I do know that today is not the day to have a glass of wine. I do know that if it gets bigger and more painful, I will reach out and share with another that I trust. And I do know that I am capable of being with this. And I do know that so are you. And I trust in life, I trust in nature, and I trust in the process. And so I choose to trust, even when it may seem impossible. So I hope that you have found this useful. I hope that I have been able to reach even one of you with these words. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting Soul Surgery. If you have found this useful, please do share it with others. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it wherever you can to anyone that you think that this will be useful to and for. And if you enjoy and find the episodes here on the Soul Surgery podcast useful, please do leave me a review and share the podcast with others so that this work here can grow too. And if you have any big aha moments or insights, please do share them with me. I love hearing from you. You can email me, Nikki@NikkiClinch.com, or you can leave me a DM on my Instagram, Nikki_Clinch, or you can leave a comment underneath the YouTube video, the version of this episode on the YouTube channel Soul Surgery, and share with me what your aha moment is or insight. If you want to stay even more connected, you can sign up to my newsletter on www.nikkiclinch.com and share with me there. And if you want to work with me in a much deeper holding and in community, please come along and join my private membership community, the Awakening Collective, a community of women who are in mutual intention and commitment to our living of our maturation and to living at a higher level of responsibility and healing and consciousness. And if you want to do this healing work in community held by me, please come and join us in the Awakening Collective. The details will be in the introductory notes, both where this episode is shared as a podcast everywhere and both in the YouTube channel. But for now, thank you for listening. I send you love. And I want to leave you with one question that you can bring into your life and live into the answer. What can I learn? What can I learn from what is breaking down? What can I learn from what is breaking down that can allow more healing? What can I learn from what is breaking down that can allow more healing? So take that into your lives, write that in your journals. Ask yourself, live in the question as the answer comes to you. I send you love. I wish you a beautiful morning, a beautiful afternoon, and a beautiful evening. Thank you so much for listening.